Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Taylor Swift kicks off a set of shows at SoFi Stadium tonight, and they're going to run through next Wednesday.
And by the time it wraps up next year, the Eras Tour will rake in more than $1 billion. And right now we're joined by Ralph Jackadine, assistant professor at Berklee College of Music. Ralph, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. What is it about Taylor Swift, and what impact is she having on this music industry?
You know something, it's kind of a simple formula. And, you know, and the Taylor phenomena I see in all my students at Berklee, you know, Taylor's been around for 20 years. They're putting out her music. And so my students have grown up with her, and it's their first rock stars, the first concert. They could go with their parents, but you know, it starts out with great songs. She's well-crafted, great songs. She works with great producers, great songwriters. And she's not afraid, like great artists, not afraid to move genres from country, Americana, songwriter, pop. And so she's shifting, like a Bowie or Lady Gaga or Beyonce or Dylan. They're always shifting, and she brings the audience with them.
You know,
so once you have the great songs, you have great live show, and she's phenomenal. And you're seeing that with your traffic report. Yeah. In Los Angeles and around the country.
You touched on something there, and I want to dig into that. You said, you know, she's been around 20 years, and she's not an overnight phenomenon, and we sometimes forget just what 20 years is, because, you know, those of us who remember the Beatles, basically a very short career. They were only around for, you know, barely 10 years or so. Less than that if you count when they really broke through. 20 years, and yet Taylor Swift has never had that, at least not yet, that downturn in popularity. She has maintained a steady rise up. What explains that?
I think she had, at the beginning, she had really good family around her. And then she had good partners and good management and good promoters and people that were really smart. And I think it starts with her family, her father and mother and her brother. They support her, you know, at age 12 or 13, they brought her down to Nashville and they took her around so she's been at it for a long time, and it's a tough business. It's a contact sport, and you don't get there unless you're really tough and driven. So I don't think she takes time off. You know, she's really a driven woman and a great, great artist.
And is it because she's relatable too? A lot of the fans out there they relate to her music.
Yeah, and it's as I said, it's generations. You know, I've been following the tour with front page of newspapers, and it's always about the traffic, how to get around the city at the time, and the Taylor Swift effect on the economy with the restaurants, the hotels, the flights, and all that stuff. But people love her, and it's an event when she does these big shows. It's in Boston here, is 65,000 people for two nights straight, and you just couldn't get enough of it. And you see them walking around town, and they're having a great, great time. So it's a little bit more, you know, I grew up I'm a Springsteen guy, but this is this generation Springsteen, as far as I'm concerned.
You know, you talked about relatability and these huge pop stars, and she has certainly risen to that level where she's up in the pantheon now. They sell this illusion of accessibility. And I'm not saying that in a bad way. I'm saying that because someone who's a big star, I mean, they're not accessible to you. They're just not. But some stars are able to kind of transcend that and make it feel like when they're singing or performing or dancing, whatever they do, even acting, that you as the consumer of their product feel like I could talk to her or him or whoever. Is Taylor Swift a master at being able to do that?
It's Taylor leading a great team. And what she does is she builds anticipation with everything she does. And she gets a buzz without getting arrested. And she goes, she's one of the first artists that went directly to her fans with social media. And she's fantastic on social media. So that's why you feel like you know her, because she gives her all to her fans. And that you imprint people, especially when you get them young. You know, when you get a 12, 13, 14-year-old person at a Taylor Swift show, you're going to have a fan for life.
But there are a lot of artists out there, but none are able to rise to the level of fame that she has. Is it the it factor?
I think it's a lot of things. You know, I think it starts with hit songs. It starts with songs that get on the airwaves. And they get people talking and sharing, and they stream it. And it starts with that. And then all of a sudden, you have a clan around you. It's like the Grateful Dead. You have this tribe. And she's built a big tribe around her. And she knows how to do it. She does it with communicating with her fans. She helps. She's very much of an activist. She has clout, and she's using it now. So whether it's LGBTQ or pro-choice or NAACP, voter registration, she's out there, and she's donating money, and she's giving time, and she uses her clout in a great way. And she's not controversial like a lot of people. She really, you know, the only controversy I know is her boyfriends that come and go. And boy, does that make for good music.
Yeah. Ralph Jacquedine, assistant professor at Berklee College of Music, thanks so much for talking about just what it is about Taylor Swift.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.